This is Randy Keck, and I'm speaking with Teresa Palmer, who's running for mayor of Willow Park. Teresa, I appreciate you spending the time to answer a few questions. Mm-hmm. First question I have is just what attributes do you have, both personally and professionally, that you think would serve you as mayor of Willow Park?
I think the difference is I've been in the financial world, banking and then investments, since I was 18 years old. So I have learned customer service in that direction for a very long time. And so as an administrative assistant and then as an advisor later, I've always taken care of my clients. And I think that transition over into citizens and trying to help citizens, you know, makes a big difference for mm-hmm. me.
Okay. What do you see as the biggest issues facing Willow Park, and what would you do to address those?
From what I've learned, I love Willow Park. I've been here 33 years, and what I've seen recently versus 33 years ago, I would like to give the citizens their voice back. What I've experienced going to city council meetings as of like a year and a half ago, it's very different than 33 years ago when I went to the meetings. So recently, what I've learned is there's a major disconnect from the current administration and the citizens. And I'm knocking on doors, a lot of doors, and that's what I'm hearing is they're not listening to us. And that's what I want to do different is bring in the citizens, invite them in instead of telling them to go home and we don't have chairs for you, go home to these meetings. I want to ask them to come and help us organize the next steps and what we need to do for Willow Park, because that's very different than what I've been experiencing with the neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that actually leads into my next question, which is, what is your vision for the city of Willow Park?
My vision for the city of Willow Park is to have more of a cohesiveness with the administration that we have, the local administration, and working with citizens. So I would like to see, I don't know how it will actually work, but the vision is to try to get some committees from each neighborhood, because knocking on doors, I've learned these people have issues with their streets, horrible issues. Some of them are having to carry buckets in to flush the toilets. The lines break all the time. Some others, I've driven on these giant potholes. So different citizens have different issues. So I'd like to pull in from the different neighborhoods and come in and say, okay, what is your issue? And then figure out, you know, with their help, what are we going to try to do next? So I would like to have them come in and give us, you know, your opinion, and that will help us decide what the next steps will be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Last question is just simply, did I miss anything? Do you want to say anything, or do you have anything you'd like to share that I didn't ask?
I think what I've noticed in looking from 2017 till now, we have such low voter turnout compared to the amount of people we have, because it's less than 10% of people get out and vote in these local elections, and that's a concern. I think this should be for all of us. So that's why we're trying to get on the phones and call people and send messages to people and try to get them to, you know, get involved, because what I've experienced and what I've done in the past is people are very good about moaning and complaining, but standing up, and it makes you a target, guarantee you, I've experienced, I'm the target. But I think doing that makes a big difference to get people involved. Get out here and vote. Don't just sit there and complain. So I encourage everybody to get out and vote. Last day to vote is Saturday, so I think that's the difference.
Okay.